One of the most famous verses within the Buddhist tradition for helping us overcome the habit of worrying and overthinking comes from the great Indian Buddhist master Shantideva, who in his 8th century poem, Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, wrote, "If something can be remedied, why be unhappy about it? And if there is no remedy for it, there is still no point in being unhappy." So this verse presents almost like a flow diagram where we find ourselves in a situation. Do I have a problem? Yes. Okay. Is there something I can do about it? Yes. Well, then do that and don't worry. Is there nothing I can do about it? Well, no, there's nothing I can do. Well, then worrying won't help. This is excellent advice. It may be that in order for us to accept that advice, we first need to get ourselves into a more calm state of being. Quite possibly, if we're stressed and agitated and we hear that, it just annoys us. But if we can stop, if we can sit and breathe, let go of some of the noise, reclaim some of the space and maneuverability of our mind, then when we come out of our meditation, that challenging situation that needs dealing with is still there. But we may find then that this advice we can take to heart. So what does it mean? It means primarily focus on what we can do rather than what we can't do. Focus on what we can control rather than what we can't control. If we discipline our mind to focus on what we can do and not get sucked into a lot of unnecessary overthinking about all the things we can't do and can't control, we will find that our mind gets steadily more peaceful, more clear. So, for example, with the current pandemic, there's a lot we can't control. There's a lot we can't do. But also, there are a lot of things we can do. There are steps we can take to protect our health, to protect the health of our loved ones. And if we focus on that, what can I do? And we make sure we're doing those things, following the government guidelines and so forth, to the best of our ability, we'll find that our mind gets calmer. But if we focus all the time on what we can't do and what we can't control, thinking, well, even if I do this, what if that happens? And I can't make sure that doesn't happen. And we'll notice our mind gets increasingly agitated and paralyzed. Now, we all have pathways in our mind, and we need to feed the pathways that take us to the destinations, the inner destinations of mind we want to arrive at. There's quite a famous fable, parable, story of a girl and a boy walking along a beach upon which thousands of starfish have been washed ashore. And of course, in the sun, they're going to dry up and die. And the girl, moved by their plight, is picking them up and returning them to the ocean. And the boy asks her, "What are you doing? You can't save all of them." And she replies by picking the next closest one up, taking it to the ocean and saying, "Well, I can save this one." So this story illustrates if we focus on what we can do, it's positive, it's dynamic, it's centering and uplifting. But if we just focus on what we can't do, it's paralyzing, disempowering. We end up not achieving or doing anything. So Shantideva is encouraging us, look, is there something we can do? Yes, there's a pathway I can follow. Great, then apply ourselves to it as best we can. focusing on doing what we can do. Now then, of course, sometimes there is nothing we can do. And in that situation, there is no value to worrying. We've worried so much, but what has it ever improved? How much of our life has been spent worrying about things that didn't happen, or worrying about things that, when they did happen, worrying about them didn't make us better prepared. Worrying about them didn't make us better able to respond positively. Maybe even we were exhausted already from our worrying. If we can't control it, there's not really a lot of point thinking about it. Of course, that doesn't mean we don't plan and we don't figure things out. We can do that in a very positive way. It means don't fret and worry and give away our mental energy to things that aren't going to help us. So, if you find yourself with difficult decisions to make or confronted by challenging situations, try to take a few minutes to still the mind, just sit, just breathe, just let everything go. I don't need to decide now, just let everything go. And when we feel a little centered, then arise from the meditation and try to follow this flowchart. Is there something I can do? And if there is, we can think, wonderful, I'll do that. And we focus on what we can do. And if there's nothing we can do, well, then we can just let go of our worry. I can't change anything, so I can just accept. Try to find this peace following Shantideva's advice.